Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. If you are new to the show, welcome. If you have been here before, then welcome back. This week's episode, I want to talk all about our sacred yes and no's, and also just like the decision-making process in life. I feel like this is such a pivotal conversation, topic of conversation, and it doesn't really get discussed enough. Okay. As a matter of fact, I have a human design class coming up this week, and it is all about, you know, I do these classes here in my hometown. Everything's shifting online. So I've been doing a lot of behind the scenes recording of educational videos where people can purchase them the last quarter of this year on my website, shesagod.com. I am doing a class this week here in my hometown all about authorities in human design. So if you're unfamiliar about inner authority in human design, it's just all about your decision-making compass in human design. So it's all about how to recognize your sacral yeses or sacred yeses or no's. I right away went to sacral, but sacred yes and no. And I just feel like this decision-making process is so vital in our lives. And it's interesting because I am a Sagittarius sun and a Libra rising. And anybody that knows a Libra knows that they have the hardest time making decisions. And that's really because just from a Libra's perspective with my Libra rising, I can see all potential outcomes. You know, like I can, like the scales are weighing and like consistently, like they're like shifting by like the slightest amount of weight in my mind, like when I'm weighing out decisions. So because of that, it can take me a while to make a decision because I'm always kind of weighing the scales, like, okay, like trying to keep the ultimate balance. But at the same time, you know, side note is that I am a sacral being in human design, which 70% of the planet are sacral beings, meaning you are either a generator or a manifesting generator. And the rest of the planet is either a projector, a manifester, or a reflector. But speaking to the sacral beings, that is the sacral yes or no, right? So that's really easy. I mean, it's the easiest of knowings, having that sacral yes or no, because it really just comes down to that feeling of, do I feel excited about this or not? And it's interesting too, because I was just listening to something about the gut. It was not talking about decision-making and not talking about the sacral decision-making in human design, but it was talking about the gut in terms of health. And it was talking about how there's something like over 500,000 neurons in the actual gut system, which is why when people get nervous, they start to have like stomach issues, or they get butterflies if they're kind of excited, but they're nervous. They get this gut response because their neurons are firing in their gut. And that's why gut health is like so important, and like parasite removal and all of that. My medical intuitive, Natalie Benoist, was talking to me about this kind of stuff. And it's just about understanding that gut health and understanding how it's a pivotal thing in making decisions. decisions. Now, the same thing goes for when it comes to decision making in your life, in your sacral being. It does kind of come back to that sacral yes or no. Like, am I excited about this or not? Right. Now, the other thing that's overriding that is if you have emotional authority in human design. So I just want to kind of side note here by saying that if you are somebody who's newer to human design and you're not even sure what we're talking about right now or what the conversation is about, just know that you can download a free human design chart online. JovianArchive.com is my favorite website. And you can just add in your birth information and you can get your human design chart. And on the top part of your chart is what I call the foundational aspects of human design. And on the foundational aspects of human design is going to be right there your inner authority. So it's either going to say that you have sacral authority or you have emotional authority, which you can be a generator or a manifesting generator with emotional authority. You're going to have that defined sacral, but you could have emotional authority kind of trumping that. And that's just, you know, needing to kind of wait that like 24 to 48 hours and ride your emotional wave before making a big decision in your life. And you're really just looking for that feeling of emotional neutrality before you say yes or no to something, because your emotions are going to tell you whether you're excited about it or not. So that's really kind of the emotional wave. Now, there's all kinds of authorities in human design. And I already knew, even though I didn't like think about it too much, I already knew this episode was going to get into inner authorities, just because this episode is about making decisions, your sacred yes or no, and the importance of making decisions in your life. But I can't talk about that without bringing up human design, because your inner authority is how you are here to make decisions in your life. So that's interesting, right? Because the inner authority in human design is how your energy is showing up for you to help you to make a decision. And most people are not even thinking about this. They're not even considering the fact that their energy is here to help them make a decision. It's like nonsense to them, but it's true. Like, if you use this system, the human design system, and you use this idea that your energy is trying to help you to make decisions, and you give yourself the opportunity to kind of play around in this energy and just see, like, is this true for me? Whether you have sacral authority, whether you have emotional authority, splenic authority, self-projected authority, mental authority, lunar authority, ego authority, whatever authority you have in human design, if you're willing to kind of open yourself up to the possibility that that could be true for you, that actually, yes, my energy is here trying to help me to make a decision. And so let me pay attention to this unique idea that, like, that could be true for me. And how can I let this guide me and navigate me in my life? So I just want to point that out, that yes, like, it's a huge part of being, you know, a human being walking this earth, is to just understand that you do have this magical navigation system within you called your inner authority in human design. And it's just about getting familiar with what that is for you. What is that for you? What inner authority do you have? And how can you use that to help you to make decisions in your life? So what I really wanted to get to here, though, as well, is that I was listening to this podcast, okay? There was an interview with Molly Bloom, which I don't know if you know who Molly Bloom is, but she was talking about, she's actually, there's a movie made about her called Molly's Game. And so she's somebody who was running, you know, for like 10 years, the largest high stakes underground poker game in the United States, out of New York City, first out of LA, then out of New York City. But she did this for a long ass time without, you know, ever doing anything wrong. And then toward like the last 6 months of her having this business that was actually totally legit, she took a rake, which is what she explains is like taking money from the table, which she's not supposed to do, just because she was afraid she wouldn't be able to pay somebody out. So that's just a little bit about her. But basically, she's really popular. She has a book called Molly's Game. She has a movie called Molly's Game. I think she's coming out with another book soon, which is why I think she's doing rounds with podcasting episodes. But I noticed that she did an interview. And so I was listening to her interview. And one thing she said to me kind of stuck out to me. me. And this is kind of in the realm of like decision making, especially as a woman, although it can pertain to anybody. She was talking about how they were shooting the shit back and forth, okay, about how interesting it is and how kind of lucky she was to be in the position of being around all men, right? And powerful men who had money, who were successful. And she could kind of just like be a fly on the wall and kind of hear like all of the banter, right? The way they would talk about money, the way they would talk about politics, the way they would talk about all of these different things. And she was very much so acknowledging the fact that she was in really opportune position when she was holding these poker games to be able to listen to these super highly, you know, popular, I'm talking American actors and Wall Street guys and, you know, men who just own businesses who are highly successful and all of this kind of stuff. And so she was in a position where she could listen to like the conversations taking place between these guys, and they would just kind of forget she's there and just be shooting the shit about all this stuff. And she was just talking about how that was like super awesome that she picked up on so much stuff in that process. Now, she was talking to another woman in the interview, right? Like they're going back and forth in this interview. And Molly starts talking about how women are so much different in business. You know, not always, but many times they're different in the way that they operate business. You know, the lady who was interviewing her was like, how so? Like what is it that like women are doing differently in business that they could be better at? And she was talking about how they actually needed to learn how to forgive themselves a lot more quickly and move on so that they can keep making decisions. You know, it was based in decision making. She's like, what holds people up, especially business owners and anybody who's doing anything in life, a lot of times what can hold them up is just not making decisions, like kind of staying in this hamster wheel of thought and not moving forward with making a decision in their life. And so I found that fascinating. I was like, what? I'm like, that's so interesting that one of her biggest takeaways from 10 years of running the most popular high stake underground poker game, all where like the most popular celebrities and, you know, businessmen and Wall Street guys and all this kind of stuff will go to. Eventually it was like some mafia people that were in there, and that's how she got in trouble. But like, besides that, she just reflected on the fact that like the biggest takeaway that she could have was forgiveness of yourself so that you can move on and make a decision. She's like, women ruminate forever. They're like, if they make a bad decision, they like make a bad purchase, they, you know, run a bad deal, whatever it is, if they make a wrong decision with anything in their life, whether that be putting your kid in the wrong school, making the wrong health decision for yourself or your family, navigating something that you feel, I don't know, like you have doubts about, or maybe regrets about a divorce or something like that, or regrets about not moving forward in a relationship when that might have been the better decision for you. Whatever it is, for women particularly, her biggest fucking takeaway was that we ruminate forever. She was like, women will sit there and they will just fucking kick rocks for like centuries about a decision they made that was like not in their highest and best. She's like, what I picked up from these men was they would make shit decisions sometimes. Yes, everybody does make shit decisions, but the biggest part about it was they would move the fuck on. They'd be like, cool, like I made a decision that didn't work out. Okay, next. Like they were very quick to be like, that didn't work. Now let me move forward in my life with like, what's the next thing? And I found that super interesting because I was like, whoa, no way. Like that's a big problem for me. And again, I do have placements in my design where by nature I can weigh out decisions longer than most people with my Libra rising, with my emotional wave in human design, which can take 24 to 48 hours to ride the wave to make sure that like I'm not making a decision from being like just, you know, on cloud nine with rose lens glasses, or making a shit decision because I have dark lens glasses on and everything. I'm like, F everybody, right? I have to watch out for that. Like, okay, like I have to make sure that, you know, I get that sacral response. Of course, I'm a sacral being. I get excited about it or not. And then I ride the wave. Like, am I just looking at this from rose lens glasses, or am I just kind of like in a mood about it and I'm saying F it, but it's a really good experience. I have to get myself to a place of emotional neutrality. And that usually happens within like 24 to 48 hours, if not right away. And I'm like, cool. Like, I'm emotionally neutral right now. I'm going to bring this thing to my mind. And then how do I feel about it? So I'm very connected with my human design and like how to navigate it in my life. And again, if you are not familiar with your human design, then print your free chart. I have lots of resources on my website. The top part of my website says right there, 5 tips on how to get started. That's going to tell you where to go. Like, it'll email you something, just put your email address in and submit it. And it will tell you, it'll send you an email saying where to go to print your chart and how to move forward with, you know, getting the basic information to understanding your design so that you can start to understand like how to use the system to help you make decisions. But I mean, there's so much more there. There's your energy gifts, your cross of incarnation, your energy type, your personality profile. There's so much there. So the inner authority piece is just one part of it. Okay. Back to this conversation with Molly Bloom, where I was just like, dang, like that's as if we don't, okay, like 95% of the people that listen to this podcast are women anyway, but I'm sure men can relate to this too, which is just that, like, if we don't as human beings, and especially as women, beat ourselves up already enough about things, right? That we're actually take forever to make decisions just because we're ruminating about maybe something, a decision that we made that was wrong. And I'm just like, what? Like, how is that even possible? And also, why the hell are we taking so long to make these decisions? So I've been having this in my mind and kind of ruminating on this decision-making thing for like a week now. And I'll just tell you why is because last week, okay, I took like a month off. Side note, I took like a month off from teaching in person because I did end up teaching one class anyway, but I wanted to focus on my behind the scenes, shooting my human design videos and making sure that I was getting all of my teachings down on tape, right? That way people could just buy them or like pick them up on my website if they want to learn. Now, I was running into so many fucking problems, okay? Everything from like the webcam I was using to the presentations and the slides not showing up the way they needed to. Like, the whole thing was just not happening. And I literally got to a point where I was like, should I just say F this project and just not do this? Right? Yes. There was a breakdown moment where like I just started crying because I was like so pissed. I was like, this is like taking me way longer than I thought it was going to. You know, I dedicated a couple of weeks to it and I was like, oh, I'm going to get all of my videos recorded and everything. It took me weeks just to get the programming, the presentations, the camera, everything situated enough for me to even shoot these videos in the first place. So there were so many things I had to overcome before even recording. And I got to a point where I was like, should I just say fuck this? Like, I'm not even going to do it because I was so stressed out and feeling so overwhelmed and just like, what the F, right? That should I just move on? But what I realized is no. And you know how I got to that? Like, first and foremost, yes, I listened to my sacral as a sacral being. And then I, of course, rode my emotional wave about it. But I knew, I was like, just on a personal level, like a fucking human being level, I was like, okay, no, like I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give up on something that I've been trying to work on just because it's kind of not working out right now. And the way that I realized that, especially that I wanted to move forward with it, is I started to think on like a macro level, right? Because especially when something's not working out for you, it's really easy to be in it and be just stuck in the details of why everything isn't working out. And in that day-to-day kind of feel, that hour-to-hour kind of dreading feeling, then it is for you to zoom way the fuck out, okay? And look at the bigger picture of your life. Some would call this looking at your north node, okay? Where it's kind of like the overall picture of your life, like how you want your life to look and how you want your life to navigate. And it's like, okay, like looking at it from that perspective, like what is your bigger picture of your life? What is your north node? Like, who do you want to be? What type of person do you want to become? Like, what does that ultimate picture look like? And then making that very micro decision, right? Like, for example, with me, should I continue trying to create these videos? Yes or no? And it's like, do I do that? And do I make the decision from just 10 minutes from now? How do I want to feel? If I just wanted to feel the instant gratification, which this entire effing society is like all about instant gratification right now, like all about wanting to make it online immediately, wanting to, you know, just buy the house right away. Maybe if there's somebody that's trying to get pregnant, they want it to happen immediately after they stop taking birth control. You know, it's like instant dinners. Like instead of taking the time to chop the vegetables and cook the meal properly, it's like there's all this instant gratification energy that's just in the world as we see it today, thanks to Google, thanks to social media, and thanks to all of that, which is great. But at the same time, it's about understanding that like 10 minutes from now, how am I going to feel if I make this decision? And then 10 years from now, how am I going to feel when I make this decision? And so I really had to ask myself that, right? Last week, when I was in it, in the day-to-day with these effing videos, trying to get all of this shit corrected and figured out all by myself. I don't have anybody here in my house helping me with this. My partner runs a full-time business, okay? So like he's doing his thing and I'm here with freaking cords and lights and trying to create shit and geek squad appointments and all kinds of stuff. So it's like, and I just have to manage it on the day-to-day on my own. I don't have anybody that I can just be like, hey, like, you know, I don't have a partner in my business. It is me by myself doing this fucking shit to make it happen. So it's like, it's me versus me every damn day. And it's just like, when you're in it, it's very easy to be like, fuck it. Like 10 minutes from now, okay, if I were to say F these videos, I'm not going to record anymore. It's too much trouble. They're not coming out correctly. They're not picking up my vibe. They're not I don't feel connected to the audience. This isn't what I thought it was going to be, whatever. I'm having a trouble with the webcam or the equipment. This is too much trouble, taking up too much time, too much energy. I should be doing something else. I should be focusing on my social media, whatever. If I were to do that, right? And I were to quit 10 minutes. Minutes from now, I would have amazing satisfaction. Okay, which is my self theme in human design. I would be over the fucking moon. Okay, I'd be like, yes, F that. I'm so glad I let that go. I don't give a shit about that. F that project. I'm moving on. Let me go to something that's instant gratification. Let me go find something that's going to like, I can do right now. And I'm going to be so happy because I could just jump into this next project and know it's going to work out because I've done it 1,000 other times and put my energy there. And that's that instant gratification 10 minutes from now. It's not about, and this is really the core of this episode, it's not about the instant gratification decision-making 10 minutes from now. It's about long-term 10 months from now, 10 years from now. How am I going to feel that I made this decision? Like, and you can use this regardless of what authority you have in human design, just by looking at that micro versus that macro situation, right? Meaning totally zooming out, looking at your North Star, looking at that 10 months from now, 10 years from now versus the 10 minutes from now, how is it going to make me feel? Okay. If you have a boss who's a total dick and you just like, I can't stand this person and you quit, it's going to feel so good to walk out of that place. It's going to feel like you're over the moon. It feels effing amazing, all of that stuff. But it's like, then how are you going to feel 10 months from now, 10 years from now? Did you burn an important bridge? Is there something you could have done better in that situation? Could you have given the 2 weeks notice? Could you had put in the feelers out there so that you can have a new job to go to before you quit this job? Is there a better way you could have done it that so that you're not kicking yourself in the ass 10 months from now, 10 years from now on how you kind of blew it with this person by just throwing a fit and quitting rather than just having the hard conversation and being like, hey, you know, I don't like it the way you talk to me, or like whatever the situation is, before you just quit and walk out. So all of this really to just say that, like, when it comes to making decisions, I truly really do feel that the biggest decision you will ever make in your life is to bet on you. That is the biggest effing decision you can ever make in your life, is to bet on you. Like, it is literally a fear versus soul yes kind of decision-making process is what it comes down to. Nobody is going to, I mean, people might, right? Like, you might have people in your life that are like, hey, you can do it, it's whatever. But at the end of the day, they're 10 months from now, they're 10 years from now, on that day-to-day level, has absolutely really nothing to do with you. Even if it is your partner, even if it's somebody that you're really close to, that day-to-day has nothing to do with you. It's your life. So it's like, at the end of the day, what are you going to do? Are you going to bet on you, or are you going to throw in the fucking towel and be like, no, never mind, this is too hard, I'm not going to do it? And that's really what I realized, is I'm like, F that. Like, I am not going to just give up on like what I know I'm here to do, which, you know, my North Star, when I really look at it, is the fact that I teach other people how to live a sovereign, empowered life. And I drew that by helping them to understand their human design, by understanding how to deepen their spirituality through sister circle or whatever it is, through knowledge, through biohacking, through health, whatever it is. So it's like, I help people live a more sovereign life, empowered by who it is that they came here to be, their North Star, their highest embodied of their soul, highest timeline self. So it's like, that's what I came here to do. And it's like, if I look at 10 months from now, right? Like, if I fast forward 10 months from now and I gave up on my videos, right? Because it was too hard, it wasn't working out, I couldn't figure it out, whatever it is, I'm going to feel like a fucking loser. Because why? At the end of the day, I know I'm here to teach. I know I'm here to speak. That's why I have a podcast. That's why I want to do public speaking. That's why I want to help people understand and embody their human design at the highest level, is because this is what my North Star is. So it's like, I know that 10 months from now or 10 years from now, if I didn't do these fucking videos, I would feel like I'm a loser. I would literally be like, you suck. Like, we're not pushing through and figuring it out on the day to day and just giving in to that micro situation, day to day situation, all because you want instant gratification. You just want it to be done. You want to feel like it's done and it's over with and you don't have to think about it anymore. So it's like, I had to kind of face myself and be like, no, like, I want to quit right now, but I'm not going to, because 10 months from now, 10 years from now, I want to be able to look back and be like, I fucking did it. Like, I got those videos done. I put them on my website. I'm selling them and I'm helping people to understand how to look at their chart like a reader, how to embody the highest expression of their design. And I know that I teach in a way that nobody else does. I know that because my students reflect that back to me. And I know it because of the way other people are listening, is they feel me and they get it. And the way that I explain things is in a way that people fucking understand. And so I know that there's a place for me there, and I need to be teaching and I need to push forward with the videos. So I just say that to encourage you, because we are living in this time of self-gratification, like instant gratifications to the self, where it's like, yeah, I can just, you know, make myself feel great right now if I just went and like fucking binge this like ice cream sundae or something like that. Yeah, but then you're gonna be bloated for like the rest of the day and probably a brain fog tomorrow. So it's like, you know, especially if you have a dairy allergy like me. So it's like making these decisions and kind of shifting away from that instant gratification for the self, the 10 minutes from now, getting stuck in the weeds, the micro level thinking on like the day to day, and instead zooming out, zooming all the way the F out and kind of looking at the bigger picture of your life. 10 months from now, 10 years from now, where are you? What have you wanted to accomplish by then? What is it that you want to do? And so, and there's the fact that like every time you can, you know, every day you wake up, you can think like, what am I doing? Like, I wish I was further than I am now. But when you actually look at your life, you can see like how far you've come and you're like, wow, like I actually did push through that. I actually did overcome that divorce. I did overcome that illness. I did overcome that child that was addicted to drugs. I did overcome that situation, that heartbreak, whatever it is that you have going on in your life, you overcame it. And it's just like knowing that you have to look at the fucking cookie jar. And that's, you know, a David Goggins term, which if you've ever read the book, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, he's amazing. And one of my favorite books of all times. But he has the cookie jar analogy where sometimes you have to put people, places, and situations in the fucking cookie jar. And it's just a moment in time where you're looking back at yourself and being like, okay, like, holy shit, I overcame in that situation. If I look at my cookie jar, one thing in there is my teenage pregnancy. You know, when I got pregnant when I was a teenager, that shit sucked. Okay. It sucked because my parents didn't have money. We were very low income people. And I knew I needed to put my fucking feet to the ground and figure this shit out. So it was like, holy shit, am I just going to become a statistic where I'm just going to have like a couple more babies before I'm 19 or 20? And then, which is usually what happens to teenage moms, and then not graduate from high school or college and just like fucking work at Walmart the rest of my life? Or am I going to be like, no, that's not going to be me? I had to make a decision when I was 16 about that. It couldn't be a 10-minute instant gratification micro decision. I had to zoom the fuck out, which is what I did. And I looked 10 months from now, 10 years from now, where do I want to be? Where do I want to be living? Who do I want to be living with? What type of job do I want to have? How do I want my daughter to feel? You know, all of those kinds of things. I had to zoom the F out on my life and be like, what the fuck? How do I want it to look? Like, how do I want my every single day to be? And you have to keep nurturing that vision. Like, you have to keep nurturing that vision. I don't care what your vision is. It could be, you know, a tiny cottage where you're living the homestead life, you know, next to a river in the middle of nowhere. If that's your vision, then how are you nurturing that vision? How are you getting closer and closer to creating that manifestation in your life? You know, the thing that I can't stand is people that think that they can do nothing and it's just all going to happen for them. This is a co-creation process. Okay. You are co-creating with the universe. You're co-creating the highest vision of your life. If you are on this path, if you're listening to this podcast, you're co-creating the highest vision of your life with the universe. Nobody is going to come and just swoop in and make everything the way that you want it to be. You have to be ready to put your feet to the fucking ground and make it happen. And that just reminds me too of what Oprah Winfrey always says, where she talks about there's no such thing as luck. It just comes from the moment that meets, which is half of it is you having had done the study, honing in on your skills, and becoming the talented person that's going to answer the call when the call happens. That's the moment that meets. And that's the moment that creates quote unquote luck, right? And that's like when the skills that you've garnered over the years then meets the opportunity. The skills that you've then harnessed over the years meets the opportunity. And that's what creates the spark of new creation. So all of that to really just say that, like, we've got it, right? Like, we're the ones who are creating this. We're co-creating this reality and we can make it what we want it to be. And it's not about giving up. It's not about giving up on the things that are micro decision. Okay. I could have quit with these educational videos that I'm creating. I could have thrown in the towel and been like, fuck it. Like, it's too much work. I can't figure this out. I'm not going to do it. You know, I spent many hours on the floor crying because I could not figure out this presentation process. But the thing is like, right when I swear to you, this is the interesting part of this episode, and then we're going to leave it at that, is that right when I was about to give up, okay, I'm talking, I put like 3 weeks into this process, and right when I was about to give up, I fucking figured it out. It was like, boom, like I understood the system. I knew how to get myself you know, as a floating icon in the presentation so that people could see me, blah, blah, blah. Like, I knew how to do it in the way that I wanted it done at the fucking hour. It was like in those last minutes where I was literally looking at the wall like, should I just say F this and like go back to regularly scheduled programming, like teaching my classes and doing the in-person stuff and F this online stuff? Or do I push through and be like, no, like it was literally at the fucking minute. Okay. I think it was at like 9 p.m. on a Friday night where I figured it out. And it was like my partner was on his way home and I was going to tell him, like, I'm not going to do the online video stuff. Like, it's too much. I can't figure it out. It's not coming out the way I want it to, blah, blah. Right at that moment, that's when it worked out. So it's like, sometimes it's like gonna push you. It's gonna push you to the edge of what you think you can do. And it's just about holding that North Star vision for your life and being like, no, this is overall who I want to be. This is how I want my life to look. So I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna keep holding the highest vision for my life. And I'm gonna keep holding on to what it is that I know I wanna create and keep taking those baby steps. You know, sometimes it's one step forward, two steps back, like they say, but it's like, no matter what, I'm going to keep taking these steps forward and holding that North Star, holding that 10-year vision, holding that 10-month vision, holding the bigger vision of my life and not bending the knee and giving into this micro issue that's taking place, the micro mistake, right? So that comes down to the decision-making we've been talking about this whole time, which the biggest decision, I'll say it again, that you can ever make is to bet on you, is to really bet on yourself and trust yourself that, nope, this is what I want for my life. This is the highest vision. This is where I see myself in 10 years. Okay, what do I need to keep working on to get there? Keep going. Keep pushing and keep flowing with what it is that you know you are here to create. So this is the decision-making process. Sending you all so much love. I hope that you are able to garner something out of this episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, download the episode. If you have the second to do that, please do so. That would help so much. I would highly appreciate it. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.